With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Department of Health continues to keep track of West Nile virus cases in South Dakota. The state is approaching the peak season for the potentially fatal mosquito-borne illness. State epidemiologist Dr. Lon Keitlinger says it's really difficult to call any West Nile season typical.
So far we have 19 human cases of West Nile, and five of those were the worst kind, the neuroinvasive meningitis or encephalitis. So people are getting sick. We've had no deaths so far in South Dakota. We've had two blood donors that were perfectly healthy and donated blood. And during screening, they found West Nile in their blood, so they had to get rid of that.
Keitlinger says it's difficult to determine whether the drought has had any impact on West Nile this year. He says only two cases were reported in 2011, the year of the record Missouri River flood. Keitlinger says the risk for West Nile virus remains until the first hard freeze occurs. A passenger jet en route to Denver and Pierre, from Denver to Pierre and then to Watertown, had to make an emergency landing in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Aerodynamics Incorporated officials say Flight 217 was operating under an affiliation with Great Lakes Airlines and landed safely at Western Nebraska Regional Airport in Scottsbluff at around 6:40 last night. Darwin Skelton is the administrator of the Western Nebraska Regional Airport. He says the plane lost power in one of its two engines while cruising at more than 30,000 feet. He says all of the 46 passengers and the plane's three crew members got off the aircraft and into the terminal safely.
We brought them in and started in the process of trying to work with the airline and our local people to either find accommodations for them, or if they wanted to get cars and go on to Pierre or Watertown or back to Denver or whatever they wanted to do.
Skelton says some passengers were lodged in a Scottsbluff hotel, others took rental cars, and for the rest, a coach company from Denver transported people to Pierre. You're with STPB.